Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. This past Sunday, I saw a post on Facebook that really caught my interest. The post was a quoted prayer by Thomas Merton entitled, Thoughts in Solitude. Again, Thoughts in Solitude. I shared it on our church Facebook page and it seemed to be well received. This morning, I would like to read the first part of this prayer to you. He said, quote, My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end, nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I am thinking I am following you does not mean that I am actually doing so. The author, Thomas Merton, was being very transparent and almost painfully honest with himself and God when he wrote these words. Friends, I think each one of us would greatly benefit if we would strive to be honest with God about ourselves when we pray and when we talk to Him. To be honest about our motives, our fears, our insecurities. Now here's the last sentence I want to quote from that prayer. Thomas Merton declared, quote, But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you. Again he said, I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you. This last sentence really got me to thinking. It caused me to ask some hard questions about myself. Am I pleasing to God? Do I really try to please God? Do I even know how to please God? Exactly what does please God? And there was a scripture that popped into my head when I was asking myself these questions. The scripture was Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Let me quote that scripture from the New King James Version. Quote, But without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Friends, let's take a moment and think about the relationship between ourselves and our human parents. Think back when we were little children. I think most of us tried to please our parents. We all wanted to please Mama and Daddy, didn't we? And even when we may have failed to please our parents, weren't our parents touched by our efforts to please them? I think our Father in heaven is the same way. Brethren, let us all remember this. Just like any good parent, God the Father notices and cherishes our efforts to please Him. Amen.